Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Tuesday afternoon. As mentioned, some local baseball going on with the Western Canadian Baseball League. It is the Barrys and the Red Sox tonight. It's a busy schedule tonight around the entire league, of course. So check out some local baseball around Saskatchewan as the Barrys and the Red Sox are a go. Some other local news happened today.
It is country night.
It is.
Get the cowboy hats out, everybody. Come on.
So, the Regina Pats announced some major shuffle in their front office today. Alan Miller is taking a new job. He is leaving the Regina Pats because he got a job with Hockey Canada. He is now going to be the first general manager of the Program of Excellence. It is a new position. As I said, he's the first to do it. And he will lead Hockey Canada going forward with the U20 and U18 and U17 programs. He will help a little bit with the senior teams as well. It is a new position to have one person oversee everything rather than having a changeover of different people and opinions and scouting. It is a centralized figure now, and that's Alan Miller. He's been a longtime hockey executive. He worked at Hockey Canada. He's won gold medals in World Junior Championships, leading kind of the head scouting department for that team a few years ago. And then he became the general manager of the Pats. He was with the Moose Jaw Warriors before that. And
his experience at that level is going to be very beneficial for this new role, just based on his understanding of development of young players.
Absolutely.
Right?
He knows a lot of the people.
Knows what to look for, too.
And he talked briefly about having to leave the Pats for this new gig.
I certainly understood that the timing was not great in terms of the opportunity I was presented with, but I believed in the opportunity that I got, and I also believed in the people that were here and that the franchise would be in good hands.
So taking over now for the Regina Pats is a name you'll recognize in junior hockey circles. He still remains the leading scorer in Regina Pats history. Dale Durkach is taking over. He was the assistant with Al the last 2 years. He got the call. He was with the National Hockey League's Columbus Blue Jackets, and Alan Miller said, "Hey, want to join me with the Pats?" Yes. And now Dale Durkach will be the new general manager. And Miller said and admitted today at the news conference that it's a little bittersweet. Of course, it's a great opportunity. But he knows what has been set up here and what he's leaving behind.
Did I have some thoughts of pause along the way when we won the draft lottery? A little bit of a pause. When we're able to put together what we did in draft day, I'm like, this is exciting. When we went through development camp, and, you know, I think my experience and bias aside, I thought development camp was going to be good. It exceeded our expectations. The prospect pool is exciting. But along the way, I think, you know, I'm 58 years old now. I've been in junior hockey for a long time. I was back and forth between Regina and Calgary, and it worked over the 2 years because I needed to spend so much time on the road and scouting. But, you know, my wife Kelly has a successful practice in Calgary. And, you know, when I looked at the opportunity with Hockey Canada, both personally and professionally, you know, and it's the Program of Excellence, it's managing the national junior team, it's overseeing the under 18, the under 17 programs, and at the same time, you know, I'm going to have to earn my way in within men's programs. But obviously, opportunities to potentially get involved with NHL management groups, NHL players, Olympics, World Cups, in terms of now NHL players back in the Olympics, World Cup, or Olympics every 2 years. There's a lot of work to be done at Hockey Canada, and those opportunities just made it a real good fit for me and my family.
And Hockey Canada needs him right now.
Oh, yeah, Hockey Canada does need Alan Miller. Yeah. And the Pats needed Alan Miller at that time when John Paddock walked away. Not walked away, but retired, of course. And
you could hear it in his voice, too. You could hear Jamie. He doesn't want to miss this Maddox Schultz thing.
Yeah, that's just it. Like the pause on, we just got Maddox Schultz Pugh. And Liam Pugh like, comes in.
My goodness. He's sitting there going, oh, that's going to be fun to watch those kids take over that franchise. That program.
And as you kind of mentioned, you know, I'm one phone call away to if Dale wants to give me a ring. But Dale Durkach now takes over as general manager.
Well, and I didn't think about it until today. With like that Four Nations tournament, with the Olympics, with
World Hockey Championships,
with all that is an increase in activity for Hockey Canada, right? Like they're adding, this is a new position. They're adding bodies because they're like, look at everything that we have to do right now. They have to prepare for a bunch of tournaments and programs coming down the pipe, right? So,
and congratulations to Alan Miller, of course. A huge congratulations to him. This is an amazing opportunity. When they first announced this job, I will be honest, when they first said the general manager program of excellence, because that was pretty well the job Alan was doing at Hockey Canada before he left to come to Regina. I was like, oh, I wonder if they give Al a call, because he was successful at it, right?
He won underneath Al. They won.
They go, Al, you were winning. Can you come back a little bit? And that's the opportunity that presented itself. And it's based out of Calgary where, you know, he and his, as you said, his wife has a practice there. So congratulations to Alan Miller. Some changes with the Regina Pats, despite the excitement ahead. And there still is plenty of that with the drafting of Maddox Schultz and Liam Pugh and the draft day deals they made. It'll be interesting for the next few years on the rise again of the Regina Pats in the Western Hockey League. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Coming up next, some news from Aaron Rodgers. Maybe. On 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee podcast, as he usually is. He was asked about his future. Is this his final year in the National Football League?
I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
This will give him more time.
Did you hear the start of that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is it.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Well, this will give him time.
Stay tuned next April for Aaron Rodgers Watch 4.0.
He's got things to investigate. Right? Like,
but will he get the...
That fake moon landing isn't going to solve itself.
Will he get the tour that many greats do, do you think? Where every building he goes in, it's going to be a tribute to, hey, Aaron.
I wonder.
Thanks for the memory, except for Chicago. Like, thanks for the memories, and that's, do you think he'll get that type of farewell?
I think a big part of the reason why he is so dead set on coming back is because I think he wants some kind of a farewell like that, right? And again, I don't know the guy, but the book out on him is that he's got a pretty big ego, and I think a lot of these guys, they,
to be quarterback, you have to have an ego.
You do, and I think he does. And should we be upset that the guy wants that? I think a lot of players,
every player wants that.
Every player wants to go out the way they want to go out. I think some want the recognition. And I think he's the guy that wants to be propped up on the pedestal And, but I also think his ego is big enough, Jamie, that he thinks he could actually make a difference in Pittsburgh with the Steelers.
He thinks he can win a Super Bowl this year. There's no doubt in my mind that he believes that he still can sling it, yeah, and he's got it. And yes, yeah, he had okay numbers, not in the win column, but statistically last year, like okay. Yeah. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers MVP or anywhere close, and he isn't that anymore. Will he be better than Russell Wilson? That is not a high bar to clear in the National Football League. Russ was all right for a few weeks last season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He had some moments. He had some moments.
But I'll be interested to see if Aaron Rodgers gets the tribute videos and the farewells that, like, say, a Marc-Andre Fleury got in the National Hockey League this year, where players after the game just can't wait to say goodbye and shake his hand and say thanks for... I think the players will give him his due.
You think so?
Absolutely. The players will.
Okay, all right.
On the field after games, you're going to see it. I don't think you're going to see it like you saw it in the NHL where the leader, hey, no, everybody stay. We need to all say goodbye to Mark. Stay. We need to all do this as a tribute. I don't know if you'll get that, but you'll see the guys come over.
It'd be a god, yeah. And again, I mean, the Denver International Airport, it might be an Illuminati headquarters. And if there's a guy that's going to figure this out,
it might just be our dear friend Aaron Rodgers. Jamie and Locker.
What if the Earth was sucked into a black hole, Jamie and I? What if we're stuck in a black hole right now?
Well, only Aaron Rodgers. Who's gonna figure this out? Only Aaron Rodgers can set us free. Clearly.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I know you're a big fan of Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, if somebody gave me an opportunity to sit down with that man, I would. I'll tell you this. When I see his name pop up on Joe Rogan, I'm like, there's my afternoon. Like, set aside some time, Locker. I'm jumping in because I'm always just blown away by where that goes. I'm fascinated by people and where they
fall down those rabbit holes, so to speak.
I love those people.
He's not the Locker's. I avoid those conversations at all costs because it makes my head hurt.
Jamie, you shouldn't.
But you invite them. You're like, bring it. Let's go. Let's discuss this. Let's go. Paul McCartney died in a car accident. It's been a body double all this time. Okay, let's go.
Convince me.
Tell me what you know about what happened when they were recording that Sgt. Pepper album in 1967. Give me the details.
I am in.
And jump on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Coming up here on the Green Zone, Bruce Arthur is going to break down Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's year, what it means for basketball in Canada, and how humble and how much of a homebody Shai is, as he might be on a plane back to Hamilton today. And they're still celebrating the parade in Oklahoma City. He just can't wait to come back to Canada. That's coming up here on the Green Zone. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Hall of Fame announcement today for the Hockey Hall of Fame. Joe Thornton, Zdeno Chara, Duncan Keith, first ballot Hall of Famers. They got the call today. Alexander McGillney, he's been waiting a long time. He finally got that call.
I like that one.
Women's stars Jennifer Botterill and Brianna Decker also going into the Hall of Fame. Some of the first ballot Hall of Famers who didn't go in include Carey Price, the former Canadiens goaltender. As mentioned, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder celebrating with their parade today as he was draped in a Canadian flag all afternoon. The Blue Jays back on the road tonight. They kick off a 3-game series against Cleveland. Once again, Bruce Arthur, Toronto star on the incredible season of SGA in the NBA. Next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on a Tuesday afternoon on the Green Zone. As a pretty fair weather day to head to the ballpark if you want to. locally, of course, as the Red Sox and the Saskatoon Berries are on the schedule tonight. You should bring in the harmonicas next time.
Little face piano? I will. Don't even tease me about that.
You also have Medicine Hat in Weyburn tonight for some local
baseball. Is that our game of the baseball. Night?
Regina and Saskatoon, the Berries and the Red Sox, is our game of the night. But right now, Bruce Arthur, Toronto Star, wrote a great piece on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and his season as somebody who's done something only three others have done. Michael Jordan did it four times. Shaq, of course, scoring title, NBA MVP, NBA Finals MVP, and an NBA championship all in one season. And wanted to get Bruce's perspective on what type of athlete Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is, because Michael Jordan, he had that fire. I took that personally. Kobe as well. You could see it visually, the burn, where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, it's there. It's got to be there to be that elite, but it's a lot quieter.
Kobe was interesting because he really did try to be like Jordan, and he had the same, what I call somewhat affectionately, a psychopathic competitive gene, right? Like Michael Jordan, go read Michael Jordan, the story on Michael Jordan by Wright Thompson when Michael turns 50. And he basically says to Wright Thompson, and I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, he goes, you ask for these gifts so you can achieve these things. And then when it's over, you almost wish you could give them back. And he said, like, maybe then I could breathe. Like, Jordan's competitiveness was suffusing. It was all-encompassing. Kobe was the same. Kobe dies young. But as a competitor, one of the reasons he's so iconic, you talk to young NBA players now, you talk to NBA players over the last 15 years, Kobe was more feared than LeBron at their respective peaks because of his mentality, because of the way he approached the game. Shai isn't like that. Shai makes it almost look too easy. Like when Shai can score 30, he's got 30 in his back pocket almost every night. And he's not doing it personally. You don't have to take it personally. The way I described it, he's just like water. It just keeps coming, right? And it finds the cracks and it finds the holes. And you can't plug all of them. Like he's so good at all three levels of the game. The 3-point shot is really the part of his game. It's the only part of his game that you can't really, he doesn't have at a really high level yet. He only shot about 30% for the playoffs, a little below for these playoffs, but he's as efficient a scorer as we've almost ever seen. He scored the fourth most points per 100 possessions this year that anyone ever has and did it more efficiently than any guard. He had the most efficient big scoring guard season that's ever happened outside of Steph Curry and one Damian Lillard year, because those guys could shoot threes at such a high level. Mm. But other than that, like he, it's not that he's perfected the game, but you could see in 2 or 3 years, if he can get his 3-point shot to the level of the rest of his game and he can do it at volume, we might not even be seeing like prime Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right now. His athleticism, his work ethic, his discipline. I talked to his trainer yesterday. He said Shai's flying back to Hamilton tomorrow after the parade, and he's going to get back to work. Like, this guy is obsessed, and that's what he really shares with Jordan and with Kobe.
Bruce, we had a conversation in the Green Zone Lounge earlier, Jamie and I, and we were talking about what this win for OKC means for basketball in Canada. Because it's easy to go back and look at the impact that Vince had, you know, on the Raptors and their win, and everybody can sort of trace this line back to, oh, that's where basketball became huge, or, you know, I got mm-hmm. into basketball, or I bought my Raptors hat because, you know, of this player. And we all know that SGA is Canadian, and we all know how great he is, but we report on this sport. How much impact has this win and this player had in Canada? Is that impossible to sort of predict right now?
Where we'll really see it is in 5 years, in 10 years, okay. Right? That's kind of how you saw the Vince Carter effect. That's how you saw the Steve Nash effect. Because what it is, really, I remember someone telling me about Raptors games, because the Raptors were the first to have the crowds outside the stadium, right? With Jurassic Park before it was Maple Leaf Square. And what they started to see
Each every day, one chump on the Green Zone. Locker wants to chump his daughter. Locker?
So my oldest, Monkey Bird, and her husband, they live in Toronto. And he is out for lunch with a buddy. He sends a picture, and he's like, is this Mike Myers?
This is in your family group chat.
Family group, the Fam Jam group chat. And I'm like, that's totally Mike Myers. So my daughter, who's in, you know, my youngest daughter, she logs on after we've had this full conversation, and she goes, who's Mike Myers? And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's your fault. You're the chump. How does your daughter not know who Mike Myers is?
I promise.
You never watched Wayne's World? Austin Powers?
Okay, this is
a great Canadian cinema that you robbed your daughter from.
I know. And I should be the chump today.
Yeah. Locker's the chump. It's agreed.
Well, you'll like
can't
this.
Chump Bluebird. Come on. That's ridiculous.
So here's
these are not their actual names.
He's the exchange. Here's the exchange afterwards. The first one. Shrek was the first one. I'm like, come on! What is going on? What have I done wrong?
You're the chump.
Okay, I can be the chump.
The champs! How about our flag football teams that went down to the International Bowl? That's a friendly, but Paul Appelese, undefeated, 4-0, including a big win over the Americans.
Does that do anything for
their ranking going into the Worlds and everything else? But they have 3 years.
We still haven't qualified for the Olympics.
They haven't come up with the qualification process yet for flag football at the Olympics. But
okay.
Canada's 12th right now in the rankings. They'll be moving up this week when after a great performance at the International Bowl over the weekend.
Keep an eye on that. Nice work, Paul.
Real quick, no Trevor Harris at Rider practice. He is out with a head injury and an illness. We'll see if he's practicing tomorrow. Hockey Hall of Fame, Alex McGillney finally got the call. First ballot Hall of Famers, Joe Thornton, Duncan Keith, and Zdeno Chara are also going in. I'll have more on sports coming up in the day in review next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.